Harvard professor cuffed in federal court. It isn't a headline you see every day, but that's what happened yesterday to Charles Lieber, the head of Harvard's chemistry department. He was arrested for lying about his ties to China, including accepting over $1 million in research funding from the Chinese government. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling unveiled the charges yesterday.
Through the use of not only traditional intelligence officers, but academics, researchers, its own private citizens, China is engaged in a massive, long-term campaign to steal U.S. research and technology for its own uses.
Kirk Carapeza has been following this story. He covers higher education with our partners here at WGBH News in Boston.
Federal prosecutors say Lieber lied about his work with this Chinese program that recruits high-level talent. Prosecutors say that program engages in espionage. Now, in federal court, Lieber was charged with misrepresenting his Chinese ties to the Department of Defense and the National Institutes of Health. Court documents claim Lieber was earning as much as $50,000 a month from a Chinese university.
And so part of what Charles Lieber was doing was he was involved in this Chinese program, the Thousand Talents Program.
Right. And prosecutors say this program is designed to recruit and cultivate high-level scientific talent and to further China's scientific development, economic prosperity, national security, and to steal intellectual property.
Is there any evidence that what Charles Lieber did was some sort of espionage?
No, he's not being charged with espionage. The one count is clear. He's being charged with misleading or lying to federal authorities.
Lieber's case is being grouped with two other cases in Boston involving American scientific research in China. What are those cases about?
So prosecutors say a Harvard-affiliated researcher was caught with 21 vials of cells stolen from a lab at Beth Israel Hospital here in Boston, and that the researcher planned to publish his research in China under his own name. And a former student at Boston University is accused of lying to authorities about her status as a lieutenant in the People's Liberation Army.
What are the politics of this? I mean, the Trump administration has been kind of going after China for years on trade issues and all sorts of stuff around intellectual property. Is your sense this is a political thing, or is there a there?
There's genuine concern. Following the arrest, Democratic U.S. Representative Seth Moulton said he'd introduce legislation designed to help detect foreign agents. So you have people on both sides of the aisle reacting to this. Lelling, we should point out, was appointed by President Trump. But I think it does play into the politics of higher education. I mean, the American higher education has taken a beating over the past few years. A 2017 Pew Research Center study found that for the first time, a majority of Republicans in the U.S. think that colleges have a negative effect on the future of this country. And I just came back from a reporting trip in rural Tennessee, and I found there's a real sense there that they, the coastal elites, academics, are undermining their values, are undermining the mission of the country. And cases like this play into those politics. People see this and they say, see, it confirms my belief that American higher education, that colleges are not making the country a better place. So it's a tough time for higher ed, and the politics of these cases, I don't think, help.
But in the general issue of intellectual property theft and these technology battles and competition between the U.S. and China, is it a serious concern? Is it a real concern that American scientists and technologists and academics are in some ways helping China?
I think it depends who you ask. If you ask certain politicians and certain prosecutors would say yes, but academics, I think we're already worried about a chilling effect. In many ways, the scientific community is suspecting that these investigators are racially profiling students and faculty. Lieber is white, which is interesting, and he's the first non-Chinese scientist to be charged in what some are calling a new Red Scare on campus. And many schools here in Boston, in the Boston area, say their international students are experiencing new delays in visa processing, which we've covered here on the show. Bill Kirby teaches China studies at Harvard Business School, and he says even established scholars are experiencing delays in their visas.
I've seen it in practice. Highly reputable Chinese academics having difficulty getting what would ordinarily be routine visas to come to the United States being slow-walked.
So where's Charles Lieber now?
A federal judge denied him bail, so he's under U.S. custody here in Boston, and Harvard has placed him on paid administrative leave, and his next court hearing is set for tomorrow here in Boston.
Kirk Carapeza covers higher education for WGBH News here in Boston. Thanks a lot, Kirk.
Thanks, Carol.